Good morning to you.
This is the time of year to make wish lists, and I'm wondering what the business community has on its wish list for the new governor and the new legislature.
We think there are three basic things that have to be addressed. One, we have to put our fiscal house in order. Wisconsin has had a pattern of not balancing the budget year after year after year, at least not by generally accepted accounting principles. And that puts a cloud over our economic growth because you never know what's coming next by way of new taxes. Secondly, we've argued that there's a need for some regulatory reform. We're not talking about weakening standards, but we're talking about process improvements and putting some certainty into the regulatory process. And third, we're always concerned about a litigation climate that gets a little dicey from time to time. If people think that they are exposed to greater risk in Wisconsin than they are in other states, they tend not to grow and expand here.
What's a good example of regulation that could be improved in the eyes of the business community without sacrificing any of the goals or regulations for the general public?
Oh, for example, in the Department of Revenue, we think it's reasonable that if you ask the department for advice and they give it to you and you follow it, then they shouldn't be able to assess you penalties and interest if somebody else in the bureaucracy interprets the law differently. That's what goes on today. We think that administrative rules have gotten a little out of control because no one has ownership of them, and we think it might be a good reform to have the governor's office sign off on administrative rules before an agency can promulgate them. Those would be examples of things. They really don't weaken standards, but they bring some predictability into the administrative world.
The jobless rate in Wisconsin is somewhere between 7 and 8%. What can the legislature do other than those three things you just mentioned to put more people in Wisconsin to work?
Well, I think we believe that most job growth will come from the private sector. So we're suggesting that if we improve the business climate, if we make Wisconsin a more attractive place in which to do business, the job growth will follow.
What's the first thing you think that the governor and the legislature should do after January 3rd?
The state has to begin to get serious about addressing its financial difficulties. We have a chronic budget shortfall, and it's driven largely by extraordinarily generous benefit plans for public employee unions. In our world, people have had to deal with similar problems by installing two-tier programs, freezing their plans perhaps, setting up a new structure for new hires that share the burden a little more fairly. If we don't deal with these legacy costs, it seems to me every 2 years we will be back here having the same debate about who are we going to rob this year to pay somebody else, rather than fixing the fundamental problem, which is we spend more than we take in.
Jim Haney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.